This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Alex's Physiology Fix-Up.
So, Alex, you can tell me, are you disappointed that your inventions to improve the human body were all, well, physiology failures?
Not at all. Science is full of people who might not have got it right all the time. I mean, take old Hippocrates. Over 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates was a scientist. He was known as the father of medicine. He studied the human body and believed that all illnesses could be traced back to four substances, which he called humours. These were black bile, phlegm, blood, and yellow bile. Now, he wasn't right about humours, but he was one of the first to try and figure out how organs and systems work together. What he found out helped scientists who came after him. Things really took off a couple of hundred years ago when people started to understand cells and how they work with the body's systems. Joseph Lister used this knowledge to work out that many infections could be easily prevented by keeping wounds and surgical instruments clean. It seems obvious now, but it wouldn't have been possible without understanding the physiology of the blood. And we're still learning all the time.
Yes, learning that carrier pigeons, trained mice and sieves aren't a match for our body's organs.
Exactly. It's all knowledge after all.
I can't argue with that. So, tell you what, let's load up the physiology file one more time to find out some of the cool jobs you can do with physiology.
Loading physiology file.
We might know a great deal about the way bodies work, but there's always more to learn. Many physiologists spend time studying living organisms to improve the knowledge we have. They might concentrate on cells, a particular organ or a whole system in the body. That sort of work usually takes place in laboratories or in hospitals.
But they're not the only type of physiologists you'll find in those places, though, right?
Physiologists also work in clinics and hospitals to help diagnose problems. They use their knowledge to figure out what's gone wrong, maybe working with people who have hearing problems or those who have trouble breathing.
Now, I love being in my laboratory all day, but it's not for everyone. What if you like physiology but want to be out and about?
Some physiologists specialise in sport, working with athletes to help them get the most out of their bodies to run faster or jump higher.
So you could even help put the first human on Mars to infinity and beyond, going farther than anyone has ever gone before, discovering strange new worlds in the outermost reaches of space.
Well, before we do all that, I think we need to clear away your inventions.
Good idea. Make some space right here on Earth. Do you get it? Space.
Very funny, Professor.
Alex's Physiology Fix-Up, with support from the Physiological Society. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.